getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, it's another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Underway! Live and direct from northern Minnesota. Like it is every week here on the Oompa Hour. Glad to have you along with us. Got a stack of records ready to play them. We'll see how many we can fit into the show this week. Got to tell you, though, I just did the math. Just got out my calculator moments ago. This is program number 364. And that is significant only because if you take 52 and divide it into 364, it'll tell you that this is our seventh anniversary of doing the Oompa Hour. That's 7 years worth of shows. So, yay us. I guess it really has no significance, you know, but they always make a big deal when they're going by fives. Hey, it's our 10th anniversary. Hey, it's our 15th anniversary. I think we should start celebrating the odd ones. It's our 7th anniversary. It's our 14th anniversary. And skip over all those by five numbers. What's the deal with that? What made five so special? I don't know. But anyway, this starts year seven of Oompa Hours with program number 364. So let's start it off with Johnny Hesney and his music makers. It's the Hard Times Polka. There you go, Johnny Hesney and his music makers there, and the Hard Times Polka, as another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, is splat right in your face. You feel like that? Anyway, yeah, show number 364, 7 years, the seventh anniversary of the Oompa Hour. So, hey, if any of you have been here since the beginning, boy, have we smoothed things out since the old days, huh? No, not at all. Anyway, glad you're along with for another show. Here's the Maddie's Brothers. Cut those meatballs. Ah, cut the meatballs in half, because company's coming.
Cut the meatballs. Cut the meatballs. Cut the meatballs. Save a piece for me.
Just add a little water and they'll think it's fine. Yeah, that's what you think. If you have polite company, they won't say anything till they're in the car on the way home, you know. There's Maddie's Brothers. Cut the meatballs in half. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another stack of polka records, like we do every week. Now, I know it's a little early in the show for a waltz, but a waltz came up next on my record stack. And a couple of years ago, or maybe longer than that now, I used to play this this song every week for a stretch. I don't know if I did it for a year, but I did it for a long time. I played this every week just because it's ridiculous. And the record has what you'd call, I guess, a straight version of the song on one side and then what they call the comedy version of the song on the other side. And naturally, I always play the comedy side, because why wouldn't you? It's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra from Appleton, Wisconsin. It's the old style waltz. Ah, yeah. I love for an old style waltz. A setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pants. But since this is an old style waltz, played by an old style band, dance to this old style waltz, I'm sure you will think it's grand. Please, fellas, shock ya!
They'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way. It's a setting for romance. An old-style boss played by an old-style band. Try this old-style boss and you will agree it's grand. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, you were dancing. I saw you. You were laughing, too. Anyway, there you have the Red Raven Orchestra, Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra, and it actually has the name of the singer here, and I read this and I'm like, really? Do you think his name is really Herman von Guckenheimer? Eh, maybe. Why am I skeptical? Anyway, always a fun one here on the Oompa Hour. Frank Yankovic on the way here in a second after we talk about World of Accordions Museum, and I invite you to stop by, pay him a visit. You can do it virtually, which really saves gas and time and exposure to germs, I don't know, whatever, that you're worried about. But check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. A lot of those suckers there. I'd like to know the weight. I always talk about that. Like 1,400 accordions. So if they weighed 50 pounds each, you do the math. Because I don't have a calculator here. But anyway, it's an amazing place. And you can check them out online. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. You can pay them a visit if you're going to be traveling this spring or summer or fall. Pretty much any time except in the winter when it's a blizzard in the Duluth Superior area. But have a look at their website when you have a chance. Shoot them an email if you need more information, too. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them and all their pictures and information. worldofaccordions.org. All right? All right. Now, I thought of something brilliant I was going to say, and then I forgot it. Well, I don't know about you. How are you doing on those COVID shots? You know, I don't talk politics on the show ever, but I don't care if I talk COVID shots, whether you're for them, against them, whatever. I did get mine, the first. You got to have two, I guess, unless you got the new Johnson & Johnson deal. But I got my first one. And, you know, I live in a very small town, and I go next door to the other bigger small town for stuff. So, you know, I didn't have the big city hassles that you might have in getting something like this done. And I went to the drugstore, which was inside the grocery store, and it just took a few minutes. And I didn't even feel the shot itself. So whoever the nurse was, very good job. If a nurse can give you a shot and you don't feel it, you know they know what they're doing. And it's been several days. I have had zero side effects. I mean, completely zero. My arm's not even sore. In fact, my other arm is far much more sore from plowing, because even though it's been like 50 degrees here mostly for the last week, we had a little surprise 8 inches of snow a few days ago. And I didn't really have to plow because I knew it would all melt. But I did anyway. And I get a sore right shoulder. And this is going to sound like such a baby. I get a sore right shoulder shifting the plow truck from reverse to drive, which you do about 1,000 times when you're plowing stuff. And the reason is the truck I plow with is 21 years old. And the shifter is kind of wore out because we've used it to plow for years. And, you know, there's like that pivot in there that the shifter moves on. It's an automatic on the column. And there's a little pivot that the shifter moves on. And it's just there's a lot of slop in it. And I'm paranoid that it's going to break one day and I'll be stuck in reverse or something. So when I shift, I do it very carefully. And I pull the shifter forward and I very carefully move it from gear to gear. And the tension I put in my arm to do it carefully instead of just whamming it into reverse and drive really makes my shoulder hurt. What a baby, huh? Here's Frankie Yankovic and the Happy Wanderer Polka.
I love to go out wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
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 Valderie.
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera.
My knapsack on my back. I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
come join my happy song. Oh, may I go a wandering until the day I die. Oh, may I always laugh and sing beneath God's clear blue sky. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
beneath God's clear blue sky. Beneath God's clear blue sky. Beneath
There you go, Mr. Yankovic there, and it doesn't say the Yanks are with him, just says Frankie Yankovic, but anyway, it is the Happy Wanderer Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, let's grab a record that is not in what you would call mint condition, but I think she's going to play just fine. Hailing from Norwood, Minnesota, here's the Ivan Kale Band, and another oldie. They're all oldies here. Here's the Rainbow Valley Polka. There, it's the Ivan Kale Band. That is the Rainbow Valley Polka. And I always think, how many Rainbow Valleys do you think there are, like in the United States, the world? I mean, it sounds like something that would be many of them, you know? Sounds like something you'd find when you're in Willy Wonka's factory. Or maybe if you're where the Smurfs live. Where do the Smurfs live? Now, there's a question I've never stopped to ponder. Most people don't think a lot about Smurfs. You know, the little blue dudes? Where did that, like, Smurfland? And how come there was only one girl? They had Smurfette, and everybody else, as far as I know, was a guy in Smurfland. I don't know. This is not good. Anyway, I noticed last week we marked the anniversary of the birth of one Mr. Lawrence Welk, who brought a lot of great music into a lot of homes for like a million years. I remember the Geritol commercials. Remember those? If you have iron poor, tired blood, you needed Geritol. And then Somanex. Wasn't he sponsored by Somanex? And I thought, you know, the Lawrence Welk show is so relaxing. If you can't sleep, you don't need Somanex. There's something wrong. Take Somanex tonight and sleep. Remember that? Safe and restful sleep. Sleep, sleep. And I don't even know if they still make the stuff, so that does not count as a commercial. Anyway, we marked the birth anniversary of Lawrence. I'm just spunky this week. Must be our 7th anniversary. We marked Lawrence Welk's birth anniversary last week. And so I thought it would be silly of me to not play at least one record by Lawrence Welk and his champagne music. And I don't think I've ever played this one before. This is the Chihuahua Polka. Lawrence Welk there with his champagne music and the Chihuahua Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show past the anniversary of Lawrence Welk's birthday last week. I'm trying to remember when he was born. It's like 1904 or something. And I don't care who you are. That's a long time ago, man. I mean, obviously, he's not with us anymore. But anyway, a lot of good entertainment from Lawrence Welk and all the fine musicians on his show. A lot of people don't realize, man, that was a lot of top notch entertainers on that show every week. Speaking of top-notch entertainers, I think this next cat won more Grammy Awards in the categories that included polka music over the history of the years when you could actually get a Grammy as a polka artist. I don't believe that is an option anymore. They used to have a category, I think it was for world music or something like that, and Frankie Yankovic. And this next guy pretty much has scooped up over the course of many years pretty much all of the Polka Grammy Awards. Here's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra and the ever-popular Paloma Blanca. ¶¶
the sun shines on the mountains, and the night is on the run. It's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun. I can feel the morning sunlight, I can smell the new mown hay. I can hear God's voices calling on my golden skylight way. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away. Once I had my share of losing, oh, they locked me on a chain. Yes, they tried to break my power, oh, I still can't feel the pain. Una paloma blanca, yes, them talk what you been. Una paloma blanca, nikt nie weźmie wolności mojej. No one can take my freedom away.
When the sun shines on the mountains and the night is on the run, it's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away.
There you go, Jimmy Starr and the orchestra there, and Paloma Blanca, of course, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget now, if you want to make a request, dedication, question, comment, just say hi or whatever. There are a multitude of ways. How many is a multitude? There are a multitude of ways that you can get in touch with the show. You can telephone, use your regular old telephone or a cell phone, because you can text to area code 218-259-2985. Or you can call that very same number and leave a voice message. Again, that's area code 218-259-2985. I still want to get some jingle singers to make us a singing phone number thing, but I don't know anybody who's that talented that would do it for free. You can also email us, oompahour@aol.com, or look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So if you had a request or something, which, by the way, I did have a couple of people over the last week send messages that they had anniversaries coming up. And I did find, oh, there it is. I did find Lil Wally doing the anniversary waltz. So I thought I would probably sneak that into the show here. So that'll be two waltzes already in the show this week. So that's overachieving is what that is. Because I always promise one waltz, you'll have two. So if it's your anniversary coming up, stand by. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But first, it's Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Here's the Rockin' Rhythm Polka.
We'll be right back.
Rockin' Rhythm Polka, Bernie Roberts and the Orchestra. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, I told you, I pre-sold this one. That's what they call it when you pitch an upcoming record. You pre-sell it. That I was going to play the Happy Anniversary Waltz by Lil Wally. Because I did have a couple of messages from people who are celebrating anniversaries since we all got together last. And I said, oh, see if I can find one of the anniversary songs for you. I found Lil Wally doing the Happy Anniversary Waltz, so I was getting ready to play it next. And I hit the record over on the other turntable, and it's got yucky stuff on it. It's got, like, gook on it. I don't know what it, like a smear of, I don't know, what is that, mayonnaise or something? I don't know what it is. Boogers? It could be. Macaroni and cheese, something, anyway. So while you were listening to Bernie Roberts, I was busily, frantically, with much determination, spritzing my official... My record cleaner here, my Fanstat record cleaning fluid, which they haven't made for 20 years, but I bought cases of it years ago, so I've got a good supply. I was spritzing the record with that and scrubbing them with my little record scrubby cloth. And still, the record is a little crunchy around the edges, but now I'm committed to playing it. So you'll be busy dancing to the Happy Anniversary Waltz anyway. Here's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra. Anniversary Waltz with Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. And I came into that laughing, not because I'm laughing at your anniversary, all right? I came into that laughing because, well, that record was playing out a text from my daughter. And my phone is sitting over here, my cell phone. And I'm the world's worst texter. How people can type on those phones with their thumbs and hit the right letters and even come close. So I type one simple sentence. She's down looking. She's in the basement looking for a Frank Sinatra record. Do we have any Sinatra? And I'm like, is there air? Of course there are Sinatra records. And so I'm trying to explain to her where they probably are. And I keep typing it and the words are not coming out right. And then the spell check makes it worse and takes your gibberish and turns it into full words that make no sense. And then I keep trying to correct it, and then I keep just typing it over again, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And she's like, oh, she'll never find them. But It's nice to know that there's somebody who's only 34 that's in the basement looking for Sinatra records. I'm encouraged by that. So anyway, that's what I was doing while you were dancing the anniversary waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now let's go to Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. I know some of them say Kenny Bass and his orchestra, but this one has the Polka Poppers. And it even says on the record that they are the Midwest Polka Champions. How do you get that? I mean, do they have like a physical contest for polka bands? You know, like they run a triathlon or something to see which band wins? Or is it just based on people voting for the music? Or how do they... I guess I've never been to a thing where polka champions are determined. But I'm thinking it sounds like a really great idea for an Olympic event, doesn't it? Polka champions? Get a gold medal in polka? I'm just kind of spitballing here. There's Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers. It's the Queen of Hearts Polka. There, Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers. That's the Queen of Hearts Polka. And believe it or not, this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. First time I've looked at the clock since I started the show here. It's like, holy cow, where is the time going this week? Yikes. All right, I have the Ron Harvey Orchestra here on Polka Dot Records, which is a division of Kooka Records out of Sauk City, Wisconsin. Why do I have all that information? I don't know. But I love this record. I play this. I love this song pretty much by no matter who does it. And like I say, it's the Ron Harvey Orchestra. Ron is singing. And Dick Metko, special guest, playing the accordion on this one. It is Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, it's just another polka, but oh, what a girl in my arms, am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charms. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my arms. This is just another polka, play the six fat Dutchman polka.
Here's another polka. It's the Frankie Yankovic polka. Another polka, it's the Romy Gaz polka. Now here's another polka, it's the Bernie Roberts polka. Just another polka, it's the Whoopie John polka. Here's one more polka, sing the Lawrence Duke of polka.
Another polka. It's the Ron Harvey Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week of the show. Our seventh anniversary, 364 shows. Is it sick that I count them? No, because that's how I keep track. Because somebody will call up or they'll text or something and they'll say, "Say, well, I'm looking for the Ivan Cal Band doing the Rainbow Valley Polka. You know where I can find that?" And I'll say, "Yes, it was in show number 364, and then I can find them the show. And they can, you can actually, because I archive all this nonsense, so you can actually find stuff again. I know, it's a scary deal. There's Johnny Bamba and the orchestra. It's the Clap Your Hands Polka.
Let's have a good time, snap your feet. let's have a good time, let's have a good time. Stamp your feet, clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Everybody join in and repeat. Clap your hands, stamp your feet. That's the rhythm of the happy beat.
They have Johnny Bamba, the orchestra, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, here we got a little time left of the show. Here, now, here's a record I personally rescued from an old jukebox in a, it was just like a country club. It had a bar and a restaurant in it, and they had an old jukebox. It was an old AMI. I think it was, it had to be from pre-1950 because it was designed to play 78s, and they had converted it. The AMIs, they had a conversion kit so that after 45s came out, you could play 45s in a 78 jukebox, but it only held 20 records. And they had converted it to play the 45s, and it had been sitting in there for like 30 years not being used when I discovered it, and it had been playing in there since the 50s. And I bought the whole darn works from them. I have the jukebox. And this record came out of it. And this record has been played a million times. I'm surprised it even still has grooves in it. That's how popular this record was. Here's Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. It's Apples, Peaches, and Pumpkin Pie. There you go, Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners, and a very worn out copy of Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, which is why I like that record, because I've been keeping it alive all these years, man. It doesn't have any shine to it or anything. That one's got some miles on it. Now, here's one of those songs that in today's world is politically incorrect. But here on the Oompa Hour, we don't give a whole lot of thought to cancel culture. Besides, everybody and his brother recorded this record. In fact, this may be everybody and his brother. Here's Johnny Pecan and his orchestra. And yes, it is the Too Fat Polka.
Silly ditty, you could sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, it's all you need, cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's way fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. And she prance up a hill.
No, 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 no.
And she dance a quadrille.
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in my coupe? By herself she's a groom. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no.
There you go. It's Johnny Pecan of the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I quick scrambled to find another song short enough to squeak into the show this week, and I came up with one. Rudy Hudnick and his orchestra. I mean, it's Hudnick, I guess. H-O-D-N-I-K. Rudy Hudnick and his orchestra. And here's one everybody knows. It's the Silk Umbrella Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Rudy Hudnick and his orchestra. That's the Silk Umbrella Polka. And a look at the old clock on the wall. Says it's about time for me to stop pulling records off the shelf and wrap this sucker up for another week as we celebrate our 7th anniversary with show number 364. Holy moly, who would have thought that was going to happen, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum, and these two turntables right here. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.